Jamestown City Council approves City Hall roof replacement bid. Vaccine best defense against COVID-19 Delta variant. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown City Council voted to move forward with City Hall roof replacement after bids were submitted for the project. The roof has not been repaired or replaced since City Hall was built approximately 30 years ago. Jamestown City Building Inspector Tom Blackmore says the project will replace the cedar shake shingles with a steel shingle.
So it should look really nice. It's a really good product. Comes with a 50-year warranty, and the first 20 years labor and materials. The remaining 30 is just materials, so we feel it's going to be a really good product and it's going to make City Hall stand out again.
The council accepted the low bid of $148,696 to Brandt Contracting Incorporated. The COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to defend yourself against both the Alpha variant and Delta variant, according to local health officials. Central Valley Health Unit Administrator Robin Isler says at this time, they're seeing a slight uptick in COVID-19 cases in the county due to the more contagious Delta variant of the virus.
Well, we know that viruses can mutate when they are around and they're circulating in the community, and that's what we're seeing now with the Delta variant. We are noting that there are increased hospitalizations due to this Delta variant. The rates are highest for hospitalization and infection amongst those that are 20 to 49 years of age. And what's really concerning is that this virus is 65% more contagious than that first Alpha variant of COVID that we seen last year.
Isler says the vaccine does work against the Delta variant of COVID-19. And North Dakota officials are promoting a decades-long idea of piping Missouri River water across the state to central and eastern North Dakota to combat future drought conditions. A groundbreaking is planned today near Carrington to mark the start of pipeline construction for the Red River Valley Water Supply Project. It's a more than $1 billion project that still faces huge funding and legal hurdles. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.